We almost found an upbeat, apolitical story from the Middle East to bring you on this holiday. It turns out that a Miss Palestine beauty pageant has been in the works. The competition was planned for tomorrow in the West Bank town of Ramallah, but some Hamas officials accused the organizers of spreading moral corruption. And Linda Gradstein reports that Miss Palestine will not be crowned just yet.
A pall of smoke hangs in the air at Trip Fashion, the organizer of the Miss Palestine beauty contest. Everyone here smokes, and no one more than Selwa Youssef, the 38-year-old owner of the company. It was her idea to hold the Miss Palestine pageant, and more than 200 young women from the West Bank and Jerusalem signed up to compete. Youssef says she hopes the pageant will promote women's empowerment in Palestine.
To have a new vision for our society, to have more freedom for the woman here to do whatever she like.
Youssef says that freedom is something she didn't have as a young woman. She was married at 16 and has 5 sons. She has since divorced. She says even Ramallah, the West Bank's most modern town, remains a traditional society. Many parents wouldn't let their daughters participate in the competition, and some contestants have actually dropped out. One who hasn't is Falastine Al-Rimawi. The bubbly 24-year-old is pursuing a master's in international relations. She says winning the prize, a car, $2,500, and a trip to Turkey would be great. But Rimawi says having the title of Miss Palestine would enable her to make a difference.
I want the girl to have the right to say, I want to get educated. I want to marry the one I want. I want to travel. I want this for them. I want their situation to come better.
But putting on the pageant has been challenging. Organizer Selwa Youssef originally scheduled it for December 26th, but she postponed it this week because the 26th is the first anniversary of Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza that left some 1,400 Palestinians dead. Then there's the issue of a permit. Youssef says, as the owner of a private company, she doesn't need a permit to hold a private event. But Ahmed Al-Khatib, a spokesman for the governor of Ramallah, disagrees.
They have to get the permission that it needs to organize as this event.
Who do they need to get permission from?
I think the Ministry of Tourism. I think so.
The tourism minister, Khulud Adaibis, says she hasn't been approached for a permit. She also said this isn't the time to hold such a contest, given the political situation. Many here believe the real reason the pageant was postponed was Islamic opposition. In a written statement, Hamas, which controls Gaza, said the contest, quote, completely contradicts Palestinian values and traditions. The statement goes on to say, showing beautiful girls in front of the mass media and the audience while our people in Gaza are suffering is rejected and is considered a blind imitation of Western traditions. Youssef points out there will be no swimsuit competition and all the contestants will be modestly dressed. That's not enough for Seema Kadi, who works at a Ramallah cultural center.
As Muslims, girls are not supposed to go just on a stage and display themselves. And mainly the way we dress is not appropriate in Islam, too. We have to be covered in a way that doesn't show our bodies. So it's not inappropriate to go on a stage and display your body or display yourself as a product.
Some Islamist scholars have posted online denunciations of the contest and have called on parents to keep their daughters out of it. Contestant Falastine Rimawi says these critics are misinterpreting Islam.
Islam is more about giving women rights, not taking these rights away from them. And, you know, for each one of them, I say, please just keep away and start looking at your mistakes.
Naram Halawani, who also works at the Ramallah Cultural Center, says she too wants Palestinian women to become more independent. But she says not through a beauty pageant.
The way they're doing it, no. I have a very beautiful daughter, but I don't think I can allow her to go into a pageant like this.
For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein, Ramallah in the West Bank.